It feels like the Democratic presidential campaign has been with us for quite a while now, but today things get real with the Iowa caucuses. This is where the large field of candidates starts getting whittled down. Our reporter, Rupa Shenoy, happens to be from Iowa. She went back to her home state to speak with people preparing for tonight.
Hi.
Hi.
I went back to my old public high school in Cedar Rapids to talk to three members of the Sunrise Movement. It's a group of young, diverse people fighting for action on climate change.
My name's Isha.
Isha's parents are from India. Her mom's an IT manager, and her dad owns a grocery store, which already blows me away because my family drove to Chicago every month for Indian groceries.
I'm Elise, by the way.
Elise Cagnard's family moved to the U.S. when she was three for her father's job. He's from France, and her mom's from Morocco. Elise is a dual citizen.
And I'm Kit.
Kit Iyer is a dual citizen, too. Her parents are from India, and her dad helps out at the local Hindu temple. There was no temple when I lived here. And the school definitely wasn't this big.
All of this is new.
Yeah, this whole is an addition.
Only a dozen or so kids belong to the Sunrise chapter here. But these three say it's made them feel connected to young people everywhere. This is Kit.
When I was reading about the strikes that were going on everywhere across the globe, I think that was very empowering.
When the Swedish environmental activist Greta Thunberg came to Iowa City, Kit and Isha went to see her speak. Isha says she couldn't see the end of the crowd.
And it truly shows you that, you're not alone.
For Elise, her interest in climate activism led naturally to the Iowa caucus.
When I realized we could pick, presidential candidates based on their climate plans, that's what I realized. It's a lot about the politics.
That's also when she realized something about the candidate she'd already picked out, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
My candidate, I would say, is not the most progressive with climate, which is something that I'm not a fan of, but I still think he has a good plan.
Elise says Buttigieg is still the best candidate across all the issues. She's going to caucus for him because 17-year-olds can take part in Iowa, along with her parents, who became citizens in August. Elise actually went to a Buttigieg campaign caucus training.
And they give you a lot of, background information, and if this happens, do this. If that happens, do that. So I feel like I'm a little bit more prepared for it.
Kit's parents are Democrats who have caucused in the past, and she's joining them this year. She thinks she's had an influence on them.
I don't know how many people I've impacted through, my climate stuff and this stuff and, when I'm just at school talking with people. But I do know for sure that, I feel like my parents are a little bit more aware and educated because of me.
All three students say changing minds here at school is difficult. They're well aware that most of their fellow students lean Republican. That surprised me because politics was something we never talked about at school. But it doesn't seem to have created a partisan conflict, even now. Kit says liberal students feel comfortable speaking out.
I sometimes forget that we don't actually go to a very diverse school. When I would see the Trump rallies, I would just see so many people just shouting. And it doesn't really translate here. I feel like there's so many Iowans that I know that are just so respectful and nice.
That's an Iowan thing that existed when I lived here, too. It still feels like a live and let live kind of place, but not for everyone. This is something I hear from Tony Smith. He's an African-American pastor in Iowa City.
We've had churches that have had hate propaganda. We've had flyers from national hate groups that have distributed literature in our neighborhoods.
He shows me a picture of one of the flyers that they think was put up on Christmas Day. It says, "Send them back. They can't make white babies." One recent hate incident here made national news. A woman near Des Moines told police that she drove into a teenager because the girl looked Mexican. Smith's caucusing tonight, but he says he's disappointed that no candidates of color remain in the race.
I'm hurt because I believe that because of Kamala and Corey and Julian Castro, all of them being out, now we lose that voice. Now we have to put all of our emphasis on those that may not see things for our best interests.
But Smith acknowledges that locally, people of color can't get things done alone. There aren't enough of them. So Smith's congregation is teaming up with other religious groups and Latino organizations to form a coalition to speak up for things that matter to them. Meg Wagner's also part of the effort. She's a white Episcopal priest working on racial justice issues and drives around the state visiting churches large and small.
And serving congregations who might only have 20 people in them, but have people who voted for Donald Trump, actually one who would probably dress in all Trump attire if she could on a Sunday morning, and women who marched in Des Moines in pussy hats.
Wagner says it's getting harder to have conversations about things that matter.
Preaching in the age of Trump is a challenging thing.
She says that's why it's become important to look for support and strength where they can, like the Interfaith Coalition.
And we don't agree on everything. We're not all going to be at the Pride Parade together. But finding those alliances, I think, is going to be increasingly important to be able to get stuff done.
The Sunrise Movement's members at my old high school hope climate change is one of those issues that people can agree on. Here's Isha Kalia again.
I'll talk to people, even conservatives, and they're like, yes, I definitely think climate's an issue, and I definitely think things should be done about it. They'll have different views on what should be done about it and how we should approach the issue, but I've talked to very few people who just don't believe in it altogether.
Isha's also caucusing tonight, and she's willing to compromise on climate change, too, because her highest priority is choosing a candidate who can beat President Trump. And she thinks even Republicans would vote for Pete Buttigieg.
I personally have talked to people at my high school who are Republicans and still support Pete because I just think he's a little bit more moderate.
Isha says she's dragging along her politically moderate parents to the caucus. She's not telling them who to support because at school she's learned it's okay to disagree. The goal, all three students tell me, is to get more people involved. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.